Welcome, everybody. I'm going to give everyone a few minutes to come on. Be sure you have some water and a comfortable place to stretch out, lie down. Welcome, everybody, to Lightcaster Club. This is a month about reputation. Magdalene, a very beautiful teacher for this month. So let's begin with a prayer. Three deep breaths in the nose and out the mouth. We have arrived. Holy Mother, Holy Father, God, sweet spirit of all life, the names of God that mean unconditional love, we call on you to move with us today, as us, through us, by us, for us, because of us, with us, for all. We ask Mary Magdalene to step into our circle and to tell us her story, to share her heritage. Heritage, and to be with us as we relax into the truth of who we actually really are, which is it can be scary because it usually means letting go of who we think we are. So on that note, we're going to begin. Let me just scooch in a little bit. I'd actually like you to begin in meditation, beginning to breathe long, slow, and deep by your mouth. Letting your breath move through your body like a warm wave. Sweeping through as an initial blessing and anointing. Every moment of baptism by your own holy presence. And bringing your consciousness and your awareness to meet at your third eye, and allowing this marriage of consciousness and awareness to spread until it arrives in the top of your head, consciousness and awareness throughout your entire face, your eyes, your eyebrows, your cheekbones, your lips, your teeth and nose, your ears, your inner ears, your lobes, allowing your consciousness and awareness married together to land and arrive in your throat, in the front and the sides and the back of your throat, bringing your consciousness and awareness through the entire chest, the shoulders, the back of the shoulders where your wings are, bringing your consciousness and awareness and allowing it to land in your arms, your arm bones, inhabiting all of the cells of your forearms, your wrists, hands, and fingers. Allowing your consciousness and awareness to travel down the back of your neck, and land into your entire spine, one vertebrae at a time. Consciousness and awareness to arrive and land into the rib cage, into the upper belly and the lower belly, into the womb space, into the back of your womb space, your kidneys, your lungs, your liver, your adrenals, bringing your consciousness and awareness into the complex of the pelvic floor and the hip girdle. Keep your breath moving. Long, slow, and deep, bringing your consciousness and awareness down into the thighs, the knees, the legs, the ankles, and the feet. Bottoms of the feet, kissing the floor, the earth, tops of the feet and the toes. And now bringing your consciousness and awareness into your heart space. Feeling your consciousness and awareness arising from your heart space. Consciousness and awareness now into the third eye space. Feeling your consciousness and awareness emanating from your third eye space, middle of the forehead. And finally, consciousness and awareness into your brain. Feeling your awareness traveling through the folds of your brain. In the front, the sides, both sides, the back, pituitary gland, pineal gland. You don't have to know where these things are. You just let your consciousness show you. And allowing your consciousness and awareness to land on a thought that is telling a story about yourself now. Keep breathing. And seeing the truth that because you are becoming aware and conscious of this space in your body, of this esoteric space of your mind, of this thing that is a thought, that it is not, in fact, anything yet. Because your consciousness and awareness are able to be aware of this thought cannot be the entire truth. The whole truth being a unified field of God, Goddess, Christ consciousness. Desiring to seek and know itself through various explorations and experiences across space and time throughout the entire multiverse. Keep breathing. Keep breathing. So reputation, I'm just going to make a little adjustment. Keep breathing, feeling your consciousness and awareness as a unified field of consciousness, as that you are the unified field of Christ consciousness, that your body is the unified field of Christ consciousness. So wordplay, reputation, the word comes from repetition. Reputation, often associated with something that's given to you. It's stories that have been told about you, about a group of people. The story is so strong and powerful that it often precedes the person. So just think about this for one moment, and let's think about it in the context of Magdalene. And when I say think, I really mean feel, yeah? We feel into the story of Magdalene, and I'll share my own experience, which was that when I met Magdalene around first, second grade in a Catholic school where I felt very much an outsider as I was not Catholic, I loved it there. I loved the ritual. I loved the majesty. I loved the ornateness of the church, but I was definitely an outsider. And I loved learning about Jesus and his story, although it did seem a little scary the way it was told. He seemed a little scary. I felt scared. And I loved learning about Magdalene very, very briefly as someone who Jesus had saved, that Jesus had used his incredible power to heal. I'm pretty sure they didn't talk to us about her legend as a prostitute and you know, like a groveling whore, basically. But I definitely heard that around down the road. So that story, Magdalene as a sinful woman, a woman without God, who was only able to be saved by groveling at the feet of Jesus. That story had been told so many times that before I even met Magdalene, before I experienced her energy in my own field, I had a sense of who I thought she might be because of this story. This story was told over and over and over precisely to keep Magdalene's majesty hidden, precisely to keep humanity on a journey of duality, precisely keep people, certain people, in an illusion of power so that they didn't have to dive into their own journey of sovereignty to discover their true power as the source of God. Keep breathing. Now, I love this word because personally, I had a reputation in high school. I had a nickname. I was known as a slut. I was called all the way fae. People would send me really mean texts. Boys would harass me. There was expectations of how I would act when I went to parties and you know, I would act that way a lot of the time. But you know what else was that story became a part of my makeup, so that the shame that I felt about that story was so powerful and strong, I almost didn't know anymore what was true and what was false. I didn't understand, like, what does it mean to me that I like to sleep with men? What does it mean to me that I like to feel my body against another's all the time? What does it mean to me that I was 15 and kind of alive? Yeah. What does it mean to me that I loved to feel my own sensuality and my own pleasure? I love to explore men. I love men. There was no space for me to ask those questions. There was only space for me to either live up to my reputation as the one, the hook I could hang my hat on reliably, or to feel defensive and angry and bitter at the people who were talking about me behind my back, and they were. And I don't blame myself. I was a young girl, and we don't have a lot of examples. This is the thing. We are creating these examples in our own life. Let me say that again. I didn't have many examples of people who were willing to live their life in complete alignment with their heart so that they felt completely safe to live as they pleased. And when we truly live in alignment with our heart, we cannot hurt another. Do you see? Now, we probably will hurt another because we are human and it is pretty easy to step out of alignment. But when we're in that aligned space, we cannot hurt another. We cannot hurt ourselves because that alignment is a synonym for God, for peace. The card I pulled for our class today is the angel of peace. Welcome, beloved. The angel of peace. And the prayer of St. Francis goes, Lord, make me a channel of thy peace. That's the prayer. And then there's specifics. It's like the how to be a channel of peace. And it all is about showing up as love, as forgiveness, as kindness in the face of things that are perceived otherwise. And let's be clear that sometimes showing up as love in the face of hate means that we show up activated. We show up with the power of our rage, the power of our unwillingness to live out of alignment anymore. Love does not mean dormant. Love does not mean, okay, whatever you say. Love is a fierce commitment to alignment, a fierce commitment to the peace that can only come with that alignment. So, back to high school, back to Magdalene. It's only now, like 25 years later, that personally I'm reconciling what I thought people were thinking about me and how that made up the thoughts that I was thinking about myself and the story that that then created about me and my body and my pleasure and my desire and my sexuality. Only today am I finding the courage and the tools to do that. Now, meanwhile, Magdalene, let me tell you how I experience Magdalene. And this is just my experience of her. And that's the beautiful thing, is that when we show up in our true radiance, everyone will have a different experience of us, and we won't be for everyone. Magdalene's not the mentor for every person on the planet right now, but she's the mentor for me, and she's likely a mentor for you, because here you are. I experience Magdalene as a deeply warm, powerful, unrelenting source of spirit. I experience her as a woman of the earth, as an herbalist and a plant medicine woman. I experience her as a woman devoted to the body's pleasures, to healing the body's pains, and to exploring the body's natural tantric ability to cellularly regenerate. As a divine feminine Christed being who walked alongside Jesus and who Jesus walked alongside of, as equals, as partners, as lovers, as friends, as co-teachers, and as reflections, as someone that they could look to say, hey, wait a minute, that doesn't feel quite right. To have difficult conversations with, wait a minute, I'm not sure that resonates. Wait a minute, are you sure that the way that you handled that situation was in the highest and best good for everyone? And most powerfully, I experience Magdalene as the facilitator of the resurrection, as the being whose presence made it possible for Yeshua Jesus to journey within himself into the purgatory within himself that we all have, the places within that feel like they don't know where they belong, the places within that feel like they don't know where they're going or where God is or what God is or if there's any hope, that she was the presence of light and love and courage, willingness to be with him on that journey through breath work. That's my experience of her. That's what she shared with me, so that he could, in fact, access all of his natural resources of cellular regeneration and rise up from the story of the dead. Keep breathing. I experience her energy as a beautiful, warm, pink, gold light. I experience her energy as my sister. I experience Magdalene's energy as a leader, as an activist, as a woman who is unwilling to stay quiet in the face of suffering in anywhere on the planet. Allowing this transmission to move through your body as it feels resonant, on the power, the wave of your own breath. But see, most of what I just said is story. And if we repeat that story, it just becomes a new reputation. So it's important to ask, how does it feel in this moment? How does Magdalene feel to you in this moment? How do you feel as a Magdalene, the home of God, in this moment? Because one thing your consciousness, your awareness cannot separate from is feeling. Reputation comes from repetition, from a story, repeated again and again and again and again, from an action, repeated again and again and again and again. Reputation is its own thing, its own world. It walks in before the being comes, you see? And while sometimes repetition and practice is necessary for mastery, we must be sure we are in alignment. And dealing with repetition, with reputation, is a call to unfold those stories that we've been telling about ourselves, or that we've heard other people telling about ourselves or themselves, or, you know, for instance, the reputation that money has on our planet, or that time has. There's no time. Time is running out. Oh my God, I don't know where the money's going to come from. Oh man, money is the root of all evil, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. That's just a reputation that mass consciousness has put on these things. But how do they feel? Are they true? Now, in 2016, the Pope, he came out, he said, Magdalene is the apostle of the apostles. Not only is she not a prostitute, which, by the way, prostitution, not a crime, nothing wrong with prostitution if that's what feels right for you to do an energy exchange in that way, right? But anyhow, not her story. The truth is, she's the apostle to the apostles. She's the messenger. She carried the message of the resurrection because she was at the resurrection, because she facilitated the resurrection. He didn't quite say all that, but you know. So the point is that after that, a lot of people started coming out and celebrating this and celebrating Magdalene, and it is wonderful. But it also doesn't matter, and you've probably heard me talk about this, that if we're waiting for an authority to tell us, oh, you know what, we got the story wrong about you. If you're waiting for some inner voice inside of you to say, you know what, we got this story wrong about you. Here's what's really true. You've got the gold stamp of approval. Go ahead. You're okay. You've been ordained. You've been initiated. Really? Or was it indoctrination into just yet another story? Because the truth is, we don't really know about Magdalene. I don't even really know what stories are true about myself. Who knows what was happening in high school, you know? Who knows what was happening this morning? Who knows what story I'm telling today that's keeping me small, that's keeping me a little bit less effective than I could be? The truth about Magdalene is that it's a great mystery. The Magdalene mysteries, right? And that it's okay to keep them as a mystery. We never can really know, but we can create a new world. We are here to create a new world. We are here to rewrite history into the truth of our heritage, which is that we are sovereign beings capable of creating every moment, that in fact we are creating it every. So this means a new world in our home and in the world at large. And this comes from our natural ability to cellular regenerate. And the beautiful thing is that I've actually been really meditating and studying cellular regeneration and what that means as a yogi and as a Magdalene and as a woman and as a human being. Can I really regenerate cellularly? Can I really become fresh and not age? Is that really possible for me? Honestly, I'm experiencing age, gravity, wrinkles, like a weight weighing down in my body and my face, feelings that I can't quite bounce back as I once could. But is this just a story, or is it the truth, right? I believe that cellular regeneration is our natural state. It is, in fact, the way of the world, right? That nature doesn't lie. Lizzie said that last week, my beautiful sister, in our course. Nature cannot lie. And nature is constantly regenerating. But regenerating is not an infinite expansion. Regeneration has to include a dying. It has to include a closing in. It has to include introspection. It has to include inquisition inside. And it has to include letting go of things or repurposing, composting, using, reusing, recycling things that aren't being put to their best use. Right? So if I'm using energy to tell a story about myself, for instance, last night, my son got up in the middle of the night and the story I told myself was, this is so fucked up because I'm going to be up until 3 a.m. with him. He's going to have a tantrum. He's going to wet the bed. It's going to be horrible. My other son will wake up. I'm going to be so tired tomorrow. And do you know how that made me feel? Oh, I felt trapped. I felt angry. I felt like I must change the situation now. And listen, it's really hard to control a toddler. He's not a toddler, he's three. This story I was telling myself was creating a world in itself. It was creating a reputation that was going out in front of the event that was actually occurring and setting the tone. And nobody liked it. And you know what? I'm so grateful I caught myself. Oh, wait a minute. This doesn't mean anything. This is just my son is awake right now. Oh, I'm just in the mood to have sex right now. Oh, I'm just exploring my body right now. That was a weird segue, but I'm just working with these two different dynamics in my own life, and I invite you to examine them in your own context. Back to last night, when I was able to catch myself and start to just breathe and pray, things started to shift. It wasn't instant. My son didn't just fall to sleep, you know. It wasn't like I was up for about an hour and a half with him. And it required all of my presence to keep myself from lapsing into anger and resentment and bitterness. But the truth is, once I was present with him in the mystery of the middle of the night, he was able to unravel some things he was working with. He felt afraid. I was able to be present with him, the true presence of the Holy Mother with my son, so that he could feel beyond all words the peace that passeth under all understanding that comes from the pure alignment of my awareness with my consciousness. No words necessary. I could feel his body relax as my body relaxed, and a new situation, a new story emerged. And that is cellular regeneration right there. Cellular regeneration, the hope of a new world, is actually quite easy. You don't actually have to do a lot of training. We don't actually have to do a great deal of efforting. In fact, it's the opposite. Alignment is the easiest way to be, right? It's the simplest way for our muscles to hold our bones in place. Cellular regeneration is what happens when we come from a place of aligned. And when we're coming from this alignment, the struggle ends. And new worlds naturally emerge. The baby naturally comes out. A solution naturally arises. And sometimes the problem just seems to disappear. Now, how do we live in alignment? How do we live in a place that doesn't care about reputation, or is just like above? And I don't mean above in like a, you know, a hierarchical way, in a way that is like, I'm just not interested in my reputation any longer. that when I show up in my full radiance, another word for alignment, when I show up as a channel of the peace of the Holy Spirit, there's just no time to be thinking about what the people I meet during the day think after I walk away, because I am in holy communion with them in the pure presence of my own power and love. And all that does is empower their pure power and love. When I show up in that radiance, I am empowering all beings to do the same in their own way, however feels good to them. There's just no space for thinking, who should I be in this moment? What is appropriate for this situation? How can I make this other person feel comfortable? Which is this really ancient and corrosive. These are these threads of codependency that I really believe are the result of duality, the result of having to wrestle with, like, you're there and I'm here, you're this and I'm that. And that makes me uncomfortable, and we're trying to get into unity, so we're trying to adjust ourselves so that you'll adjust, and it's like, ugh, this awful push-pull. Remembering that unified Christ consciousness always comes from within. The peace always comes from within. It is not about changing outside circumstance, although outside circumstance often very much needs to change, as we're seeing on the planet now, but it starts within me. So, how do we get into alignment? Well, this is a whole big, long topic. But very simply, the answer is always in our body. How do we feel? So let's practice a very simple practice that you can take with you anywhere of asking your body, body, is this a yes or is it a no? You can also take this into muscle testing or using a pendulum if those are practices that call you. I invite you to really to practice these things, because as your body shifts and change, the answer or the response that you're used to will shift and change. So go ahead again, right away, bring your consciousness and awareness as one unit into your entire body now. Feeling a long, slow breath moving through you by the power of your holy presence. Just taking a few moments to breathe and allowing those initial layers of stress to slough off. The initial layers of tension and holding patterns that are being perpetuated by stories, reputation. Keep breathing. Bring the medicine of the rose of the Marian lineage. Feeling your breath begin to move as from the center of your heart out. So you feel the sphere of your presence growing bigger and bigger, and then collecting back inside of you. Inhaling out, exhaling in. So you start to feel the boundaries of your own consciousness. And as you feel called, you can stretch those boundaries. A metaphor for how you can move beyond reputation and story. And just so we have it said, let's be very clear that Magdalene never let her reputation stop her from showing up in her true radiance. Never once did she explain anything to me. Never once did she say, hey, I just want to tell you that everybody's got me all wrong. I just want to tell you how fucked up that they've been telling this story. She never was defensive. Never, 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 never. It was simply by her presence. She never even really told me any story. She just was, and I could feel it. Never complain, never explain. My grandma taught me that. And that's really how we can show up as the power of undefended love. which we need as we hear from our body, hey, wait a minute, this isn't quite in alignment. Hey, wait a minute, you're taking advantage of a situation here. Or, hey, wait a minute, you're not giving this your all. You could be doing better. Hey, wait a minute, I don't like when you eat that food. That feels terrible. Hey, wait a minute, you could have handled that situation differently. And when we show up in the power of undefended love, we can accept those. Really, it's the criticism, it's the critique. And it's not the critique of culture, the critique of our family, it's the critique of our own heart, which is, we need. She's saying, hey, wait a minute, we need course correction. And the thing is, she will keep telling us how to change until we listen. And that can become very painful. So we can sort of head it off by asking our body, hey, is this the right thing? Yes or no? So bring your consciousness again to the center of your heart and ask yourself, dear body, please show me a yes. And then feel. You can repeat the question, especially if you didn't feel anything or it didn't seem very clear. Dear body, please show me a yes. Keep breathing. Yeses often, but not always, feel like a rising up as an expansion out, as a feeling of there's like a lift in your physicality, like, yes, we can move forward. Ask again, please. Dear body, please show me a yes. One more time. Dear body, please show me a yes. Dear body, please show me a yes. And then we always say, thank you, body. I hear you. Thank you so much. Okay. Now we say, dear body, please show me a no. Dear body, please show me a no. Keep breathing. Dear body, please show me a no. Thank you, body. Thank you so much. I hear you. I will listen to you. Thank you. And then one more. Dear body, please show me a maybe. Dear body, please show me a maybe. Dear body, please show me a maybe. Thank you, body. I hear you. So you have yes, no, and maybe. Very, very simple. So I invite you, beloved, to go forward today from this call into your life. And before you do, keep it very simple. Before you make a phone call, before you make your lunch, before you take a nap, before you start a new project. Dear body, is this the right thing to be doing right now? Dear body, you can even put your hand on the phone or your hand on, this is how I choose the oils I work with. Put your hand on the oil. Dear body, is this the right plant friend to work with today? And you feel a yes or a no. Dear body, should we do breath work for the rest of the call? You feel a yes or a no. You see? And so what happens though, it's a very lovely tool, and I hope that this blesses your life as it has mine, is that you become highly attuned to your internal compass, highly attuned to the God space within, highly attuned to a space that cannot rely on keeping a reputation or changing a reputation or protecting a reputation or staying popular, staying comfortable, coming into alignment by following your body often feels very uncomfortable. It often will create situations that make other people feel uncomfortable. And this is different from hurting other people. Let's make that very clear. When we're in alignment with our heart, we cannot be harmful to other people. But there's a very big difference between being in alignment with our heart and just doing what we feel like and want all the time. You see? Very, very different. Desire and instant gratification are not always the same thing. This is why, personally, it's been complicated for me to journey and heal and unpack those high school years, because there's definitely a part of me that's like, well, fuck them. I just want to get down. But really, was every one of those men that I had an encounter with, was it really, really, really what my body wanted? No, no. So it's more delicate than that. It's more complex than that. It's very simple, but it's not about simply a big F you to current cultures and structures and ideals and beliefs. It is, in my own experience, a journey. One that changes every day and one that remains mysterious. So we always go back to this, I feel, but it's not an intellectual exercise. It's not about thinking more or figuring it out or comparing. It is about truly a somatic presencing in your body and a willingness and a courage to tend to that body and obey that body, even if it makes another person uncomfortable or angry or not like you, even if that person is a part of you. Because really, to create change, it's going to be inconvenient. But nothing is more inconvenient than living a life that's not in alignment. Nothing is more harmful to ourselves and to others. Allow your body to relax on the wave of your breath, receiving this transmission of sound from my heart to yours. Keep breathing long, slow, and deep by your mouth. Beloved, as you go forth from here, I invite you to pay attention to your day. Pay attention to your surroundings. What is sticking out to you? What seems awful, inappropriate, uncomfortable, or just not right? Maybe a piece of furniture seems out of place. Maybe a structure in your neighborhood's culture seems silly and unreasonable. Maybe you're seeing practices of the oppressor, practices of white supremacy and the patriarchy, practices of colonialism that are keeping our children separated from nature and in the role of the oppressor and the oppressed. Perhaps you're seeing ways that humanity is battering Mother Earth. Just simple things like, hey, why is everybody getting their own plastic straw that will wind up in the ocean, just for instance? Pay attention to how these things stick out to you as a little red flag, like, hey, this isn't right. This could be different. Pay attention to how you feel when you approach your meal. If there's something that sticks out, like, hey, I don't really want to eat that, even though maybe I do kind of want to eat it. In the long run, I don't want to eat it. Take a breath. Dear body, should I go forward with this? Feel a yes or feel a no, and then obey. And if you need help, say a prayer. Say a prayer to the angel of peace, who is also the angel of alignment. Say the prayer of Saint Francis. Lord, the name of God that means love, make me a channel of thy peace, that where there is hatred, I may be love. That where there is wrong, I may be the spirit of forgiveness. And I would add the spirit of change, the action of right, prayerful action of change. So I don't use a straw today. So I actually don't buy the coffee in the plastic cup. I say no thank you, and I make a note to get my glass mug to take with me next time. So I don't support businesses that are perpetuating structures of oppression, of hate, and of rape of the earth, and rape of people of color. So I take time to look within and see how I am perpetuating those same structures in my own presence and life. So I look within and ask myself, body, what feels pleasurable to you now? What do you want to write? What do you want to say? Where do you want to go? How do you want to live this life? How do you literally want to show up? You get it? I show myself, and I'm showing up. I'm rising up. This constant presencing, this constant lifting, rising energy coming from the heart up into the head, the heart moving into the head, the heart directing the head space. So I don't need to defend the story. I don't need to tell the story. I don't even need to know the story. That I become the peace that passeth all understanding. And everywhere I go, I create a new experience for myself, for my beloved heart, to enjoy and explore this incredible life, this incredible planet, this incredible fellows and sisters and friends, all of the incredible opportunities that each breath gives me, to even just feel my own skin anew.
Oh, 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 ah,
oh. Holy Mother, Holy Father, God, thank you for this beautiful moment of time together. We seal this transmission with a commitment to coming into alignment with our own hearts every day, moment by moment, as best we can, with gentle tenderness, but true dedication, fierce commitment, knowing that that alignment will bring a natural change to the world without very much efforting on our part at all. We say, please be with us as we go forward today. Help us to shine as a channel of peace, as channels of alignment, as channels of truth, of channels of willingness to constantly readjust and recommit. Not because we're, you know, berating and belittling ourselves and in a constant cult of self-transformation. No, because it's the easier, softer way. And because we do it for the collective, we do it for ourselves because it's what makes us happiest and most peaceful. It also makes us most useful, which we need to be here on Earth now. that when we see something that is out of alignment, out of line, we say something. And we do what we can to make it right. We do what we can to listen. And we continue to ride the wave of our breath as the only source of courage we need to face the parts of ourselves that feel afraid and still defended. We commit to living beyond reputation, ours and others. We commit to looking beyond the reputation of others. We commit, we insist upon showing up in our full radiance and allowing others to do the same in every part of our life. And so we say thank you to Magdalene for being a beautiful example of this. We say thank you to Magdalene for showing up in her full radiance without defending herself. We say thank you to Magdalene for being the presence of love for all those years, even while her name was being dragged through the mud and people got it all wrong. Thank you. Thank you, beloved, for showing up today, for showing up to yourself, for the collective. Thank you to our beautiful, sweet breath, the power of the spirit praying through us. And so we say, Amen.